Karat, the same svar applies when the poor is rented out, the hired out, that shvach l'meila, that the person that's hiring it, the renting it, has to pay money back to the father, that's like shvach l'meila. That's like profit that comes by itself, kosi. To lechos abom zayni, they don't have to feed him at all. They're not mechuyif to feed him. So therefore it's called pure profit. So pure profit that comes in, on that the bechor gets pishnayim. That's not called roh. Roh means something fitting that's not a shvach that you have right now. But a shvach, a profit that comes automatically by itself, that's considered like the father has it already, and the bechor gets pishnayim. So Gemara says, the man who does this go like? Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. The Tani would learn like this. Ein bechor noito pishnayim b'shvach sheshibchu nechosim liyacha misasavim. If after the father dies, now the children go down and plant there and make the fields produce, then a bechor doesn't get two portions of that. That's called shvach that comes later, the bechor doesn't get. Rebbe Yaimani, Rebbe says like this. Bechor noito pishnayim b'shvach sheshibchu nechosim liyacha misasavim. It depends. We'll see what type of shvach. If the property became more valuable later, after the father dies, a bechor does get two portions. Avoloi b'shvach sheshbichu yisaimim liyacha misasavim. But not shvach that comes because the children planted. In other words, if, let's say, the father owned an orchard, and at the time when he died, it didn't give off oranges yet. Later on, 3 months later, oranges grow. That's called the shvach that comes by itself. You don't have to do anything. By itself, the trees give off the oranges. So those oranges later, a bechor gets two portions. Because that comes by itself. But let's say when the father died, the field was empty. And the kids later had to go down and plow and plant trees there. And then it gave off fruit. That's called shvach that comes by work. Then a bechor doesn't get two portions. Then a bechor only gets one. That's called roh. Here also, when the father owned the par already, and he rented it out, so the rent that the people are paying, that's like memela that comes by itself, therefore Bechor gets two portions. Yeah. Yoshu, yeah, some lachem misavim, avaloi v'shvach shivchi yisayim lachem misavim. Yoshu shtachoiv, what's going to be if the yashin the shtachoiv means the father has a star, that he has a right to collect $1,000 from somebody else, but he didn't collect it yet? Why? Because it's considered like a star, I'm at Likvois, it's a gobble dummy. It's considered like the father has it already. Yotza leim shtachoiv, a bechor noisain pishnayim. Let's say somebody else comes now to collect the money from them. So you have to say, your father owed us money, says, no, a bechor has to pay two portions. Because since he took two portions of the nechosim, he has to pay also two portions. V'yemomar eini noisain, I don't want to take anything extra. V'yena noitl, I don't want to give. And echlami rishoy, Bechor has a right to say that. Now the Gemara says, my tamad rabban, what's the tamad rabban? Like, what's the machlokes here? Omar Kvar Apostik says, los les loy pishnayim. We have to give a Bechor two portions. So, matona kaya rachmona. The Torah calls the Bechor like a present. Therefore, matona, just like a present. Adamata liyode. Until it comes into your hands, it's not yours. When I want to give you a present, it's mine until it comes into your hands. Av chelik bechor, the same thing. Ademata liyod, until it comes into the father's hands, mamish, a bechor can't get two portions. That's the Rabbanan svara. So even though it's a shvach that comes the melom, like you rented out this pora, the rent they're going to pay next week, so what? The father does not have it in his hand right now, it's not like a matana, a bechor can't get two portions. That's the Rabbanan svara. Rebbe Yaimanov, Rebbe Yaimer, Omak, what the Pasuk says, Pishnayim, you get two portions. Makish, Chelik Bechor, Chelik Poshet. We make a Hekish, the regular portion to a Bechor. Ma, Chelik Poshet, just like a regular portion. Afagav, the Loi Motli Yodei. Even though the father didn't receive the payment of the rent yet, still they get a Chelik of the rent. Af Chelik Bechor, who are then by Bechor also. Afagav, Loi Motli Yodei, even though it didn't come into his hands yet, still, the Bechor gets two portions. For the Gemara, is that true? For Rabbanu Nami Yaksiv Pishnayim, Ayin says Pishnayim Mashmah, the father has to own it already. So where it says, Ohu L'meisvalei Achar Mitzreha. You have to give one of the boundaries. No, he has the right to get two boundaries, one next to another. For Rabbi Nami Yaksiv, Lo Seis Lo,
Who Shim Omar any night the vein nice from sure if he says he doesn't want, it's okay. Omar Pop is like this. Diklo, if you had a palm tree violum, it got stronger. Aryo, you had a land, Vyasik Shirtan, and then it came things grew on it. The Kuli Amale Pligi the Shokal. Havada, that's called Shvach the Mamela, that's Mamish, the Yerusha of the father. Everybody holds the Bechor gets two portions. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekis? The Chafura Vevi Shubli. That when the father died, it was only a Chafura, Rashi says, Shachas, unripe wheat yet. The Nas Achrakan came shibboleth and later first became stalks. Because when the father died, it wasn't even edible at all yet. And later became into stalks. That's the Shaila. Is that called like it was there by the father or not? Or else, Shalufafi Veve Tamri. Like unripe dates and then they became ripe. The Masava Shvachad Vamela. One says that's called the Shvach that comes by itself, that's Rebbe Svara. And therefore it's called like the father has it right now, it's called the Bechor, it takes two portions. Umasava Nayishtani, that's not what was there when the father died. When the father died, it was bad dates, unripe dates. They first became ripe later on. But since they first became ripe later on, and Echnami Bechor does not take Pishnayim on such a thing. That's the Klal, the Bechor only gets Pishnayim, Muchsik, and not Ro.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll stop here.
Okay, well, on the Kuf Chav Dalit. Well, let's come on again. You're holding that Kuf Chav Dalit. We'll go over again, just let's come on again. That what the Machlekes, the Gemara says in the middle of the Gemara, come out, my ben my tamayu, the Rabbonin. Like, what's the time, what's the Machlekes, really the Rabbonin and Rebbe? Okay, we had a Machlekes here, Rebbe and the Rabbonin, if a Bechor Yashin something that, you know, not completely Muchzik by the father. That's called Shvach Habo Memela. Shvach that comes by itself. So my Tamaya the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon say that even Shvach, the field itself that gets better by itself, still the Bechor doesn't get two portions? Because Omar Kroi says, the Pasuk says, Losos Loi Pishnayim. That you have to give to the Bechor, it says Losos Loi. So it's Loshin Matona Kai Rachmona. The Torah calls this giving of Bechor a second portion like a present. So ma matona, just like when you give a present, ademot liyodei, it doesn't belong to you, or you can't give a present until you really own it. You can't give away a present until you have it, or you don't receive the present until you get it. Rashi says, then Rashi on the noisim, until it gets to the hands of the noisim, the giver, he can't give it away. If so, here also, the chelik of a bechor can only take from the father two portions, what the father actually has right now. So therefore, even though it's a shvach, like to have their pora, the father's pora is rented out and the people have to pay rent, but if the rent didn't come yet, so the bechor doesn't get two portions. It's not like a matana. That's the rabbanan svara. For Rebbe, what does Rebbe do? For Rebbe Yem, Rebbe says no. Omar Kro, the posik says, pishnayim. Pasuk says you have to give a bechor two portions, pishnayim two portions. So that means the makish chelik bechor or chelik poshut. We make a hekish the same way a bechor, the bechor, he's a normal brother, son. He gets a regular portion the same way he gets a double portion of a bechor. So ma chelik poshut, just like the portion of the regular portion. Afagav d'lo motel yodei, even though the father didn't receive it yet. Still, whatever's fitting to come to the father later on. The son's Yashin is so af chelik b'chora. The same thing when a b'chora takes a second portion, af agav de lamot liyodei, even though it didn't come into the father's hands yet. So, of course, the Rebbe still agrees there is a klal that a b'chora only takes muchzik and not ro. That means something that the father's first going to get later on. People owe the father money that a b'chora wouldn't take to. It only means, like the machlekes is only we just had, a shvach that comes by itself. So Rebbe's more lenient and says that the Bechor gets two portions because he makes this type of a hekish that anything that comes with Melo, we consider it like the chelek ha-poshet, that the son gets a portion, the same way as the Bechor, he also gets a portion of it. Yeah. But the more of Rabbanan El Nami Yoksiv Pishnaim, I Rabbanan also, why don't they also vote like Rebbe? The Pesuk says Pishnaim. Tomorrow says, Ahu Lameis Vavlei Echad Mitzara.
When the Pasuk says Pishnam, it means like two portions, means like one. In other words, it's to be one portion next to another. Now, let's say there were four sons, and the father had five fields. So one son, the Bechor, gets two fields. His two fields should be like one, meaning one next to another. He has the right to say, you can't give me one here and one there. I have a right to get one next to another. That's what the Pasuk means by Pishnayim. For the Gemara of a Rebbe, Nam Me'ayu Ksiv Losos Loi, I, according to Rebbe, also says the word Losos, Mashmas like a Matana. So Gemara says, oh, who? That is, Shimomer, if he says, Eini Noitov, Eini Noisin Rishoi, that just comes to teach us, like we had before, if a Bechor says, listen, I don't want to take an extra portion, and therefore, I don't want to have to pay double portion. Like we had before, if a Malva comes to the Yorshim and says, listen, your father owed us money, so the Bechor has to pay double portion. So the Bechor says at the beginning, I don't want to take a double, I don't want to give a double. He has a right to do it. How do we know that? That's because the Pasuk says, losses is like a matana. He has a right to say, I don't want this matana. The Omer of Papa says like this, Dikla Violam. Let's say when the father died, he owned the Dikla palm tree, and then later, after he died, it just got a little bit sicker. Ros Arya, the father owned a piece of land, the Yasek Shirtan, and by itself, new soil came there, and it made it fertilized by itself. So then, now they make the Yerusha, the Kuliyam, everybody, even the Rabbanan agree, Loi Pligi the Shokel, that the Bechor gets two portions of this. This is mamish called like the father's tree, the way when he died. The fact that it grew now a little bit thicker, that means nothing. It's still the same tree. Or the fact the ground by itself got a little more fertilized, that means nothing. Or the chor everybody holds gets two portions in that. Ki pligi, wherever the machlekes, vechafura veve shumli. That when the father died, the wheat was like chafura means a shachas, it was unripe. It wasn't called the food yet. And then later, 2 months later, it grew up to come into wheat. And now they make Yerusha. So that's the Machlokes. According to Rebbe, since this grew by itself, the Bechor gets two portions of this. According to the Rabbanano, since when the father died at that time, he did not have the Shuvli, he did not have the stalks yet, so therefore he can't give it away for a present like, therefore the Bechor does not get two portions. Or else, Shluvavi, Vevi Tamri. First it was like dates, just the buds of the dates, when the father died, and then he grew into dates. So that's the machlekes, that in such a case, that the mass of a shvacha, the mamela, one holds, the Rebbe holds, that's called the shvacha comes by itself. Listen, when the father died, the palm trees already had its buds. So the fact that later on it grew into dates, it's not called something new later, that's called mamela by itself, so Bechor gets two portions. Or Masava, the Rabbanan holds no Ishtani. It's called like this, it changed, Ishtani. It's Ishtani, that when the father died, it wasn't any dates there yet. So therefore, the dates first grew later on after the father died, therefore the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. That's the Machlokes. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Chono Omar Rabbi Chia. Ose Kedivra Rabbi Ose. If you want to act like Rabbi, or if a dying Paschal is like Rabbi, very good, he's allowed to. Again, that Rebbe says the Bechor takes Pishnayim, even a Shvach, even though the dates first grew after the father died. Still, it's called the Shvach, the Memela, the Bechor gets two portions. So, who's saying this? Rabbi Bechor is saying, like, he had a Suffolk who we Paschal like. Therefore, he says, whoever does like Rebbe, very good. Kedivri Chachamim also. If a dying Paschal is like the Chomim, that says, no, the Bechor does not get two portions, it's also good. So what's the pshat here? It's a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, does the Bechor get two portions or not? So what do you mean to say? You can do whichever way you want. The pshat is,